It is not unfair to say. It is sort of like we're on drugs. And, most people know that feeling. I do think there's some people in life that have never had that feeling, but most people remember that. They know that. They could be listening right now and be in the midst of that, which is it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful feeling to have that sense of infatuation. And there's, like you say, there's all kinds of chemistry involved related to dopamine and norepinephrine and, all adrenaline, all the excitement, and all the pleasurable kind of chemicals are there. But the fact is that that also clouds our judgment, that we're not the best able to see clearly then. And I think it's pretty relevant for people to realize that if you choose somebody and you're hoping to choose for life, you choose somebody while you're in that phase, as opposed to, this is another reason for, getting to know the person for a while and letting things calm down a bit. While you're in that phase, you're not really able to see clearly what you're doing. And this is why sometimes you'll see, and it makes for good TV or even good movies, you'll sometimes see somebody is, running headlong toward becoming attracted, and going to marry somebody, or in some way alter their life for somebody, and their friends or somebody in their friendship network or their family is trying to slow them down and stop them because, as long as that's a good family relationship, they know that person better, and they're not clouded by the chemistry, and they can see. So slowing down is really protective. Nothing wrong with infatuation, but slowing down is protective because otherwise that stuff's going to die down some, and you want to know, well, what are we going to have when that dies down? Now, that's also a challenge early in marriage, which is really how you asked the question, because, after so long in marriage, a lot of that has gone away. Not that we can't, keep it alive and keep romance and passion alive, but some of the beneficial effects of all those chemicals that made it so easy early on are gone. That's why I love my metaphor. My dog's old now, but I have a Bichon named Odie who's somewhat world famous. I've talked about him and shown his picture all around the world, and it's a picture of him when we got him as a puppy. And I just make this point, and it's a point about commitment that I know we'll talk a fair amount about here. You fall in love with the front end of the puppy, but every puppy's got a back end. And that's where the work of the relationship is. That's why commitment is so important, because you don't always just feel like it. You don't always have the chemistry just driving you with this sort of feeling of puppy love. Sometimes you just got to, work with the business end of the puppy and get something done, or work on a routine, and that's where commitment really comes in to make a relationship last.